What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we were talking before the break here about Israel's demolition of Khan al-Ahmar back on the 14th. And part of it is it's out there in East Jerusalem, which is supposed to be Palestinian territory. And if you look at its strategic location, it's clear this is another step in Israel's plan of simply breaking up Palestinian land into small isolated islands so there can never be a contiguous Palestinian state. And apparently this village is also the last obstacle facing the E1 zone project, which is an Israeli plan that wants to link the illegal Jewish colonies in occupied East Jerusalem with West Jerusalem. This would cut off East Jerusalem completely from its Palestinian environs in the West Bank. So bit by bit by bit, Israel is just stealing other people's land. Apparently, there were riots on Yom Kippur, which was yesterday. Two Palestinians were killed, 46 wounded by the IDF fire in the northern Gaza Strip. And again, I admire the courage of the Gazans. They just keep going up to that fence to peacefully protest and demand their right of return. And Israel just keeps shooting them down here. Now, there's a new report by Palestinian prisoners' rights group Adamir that claims Israeli officials routinely carry out torture at a key interrogation facility right smack in the middle of occupied East Jerusalem. And the report, which is titled "I've Been There, A Study of Torture and Inhumane Treatment in Al-Muskabaya Interrogation Center," is based on the testimony, of 138 individuals held in the Russian compound of Jerusalem during the period of 2015 to 2017. So remember that statement Israel made the other day declaring that they have a right to basically ignore international law? They're certainly behaving like it. Now, this part is getting a little bit scary. Apparently, over in the Trump administration, their top civil rights enforcer at the U.S. Department of Education, Kenneth Marcus, literally is saying he wants college students prosecuted for Israel protests. And apparently, Marcus was captured on camera during a September 2016 meeting with an undercover reporter working on Al Jazeera's documentary about the U.S.-Israel lobby. And by the way, the third segment has been, I'm sorry, I was confusing that with Project Veritas. That documentary is getting leaked out bit by bit by bit. But basically, at the time, Marcus was director of the Louis D. Brandeis Center for Human Rights Under Law, which is an Israel lobbying group unaffiliated with Brandeis University. And the Brandeis Center specializes in lawfare, the use of legal proceedings to harass and silence Israel's critics. They don't care if they win or lose the lawsuits. They just want to bankrupt the critics to silence them. So now this guy is in the Department of Education, and he wants students prosecuted for supporting Palestine or criticizing Israel. Somebody's going to have to take this up to the Supreme Court, and that may be another reason why there's so much opposition to Kavanaugh, because despite his loose interpretation of the Fourth Amendment, he has certainly shown himself throughout his career to be a champion of the First Amendment. And if the Democrats can swing that Supreme Court back liberal, they might be able to actually get their Israel exception to the First Amendment. But it's censorship. There's no other word for it. We have elements of the United States government ignoring the First Amendment right to freedom of speech in service to a foreign master. And that really should wake people up. So Israel is now publicizing the discovery of a red heifer, the first one born in Israel in 2,000 years, which is funny because I thought there was one that was born about 15 years ago, but I guess that one didn't qualify. And the red heifer is significant both to Jewish and Christian fundamentalists. And the legend is, the myth is, once a red heifer is born, they will be able to rebuild the third temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, which means, of course, they're going to have to tear down what stands there at the moment, the Dome of the Rock. That's not going to go down well. I read about all this stuff here, and it reminds me of this movie, The Kingdom of Heaven. And it really is a very well-made movie. And if you get a chance to see it, that you really should. Okay, we're going to do a shout-out to our Honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Apparently, Palestinian Authority President Abbas says he's ready to halt all funding to Gaza. And this has to do with the struggle between Abbas' Fatah faction and Hamas. Now, Egypt was trying to basically get them to cooperate with each other and unify. And obviously, neither Israel nor the United States would like that. But apparently, the negotiations have reached a dead end. Now, the European Union sent a delegation to take a look at what's going on in Gaza, because there's been so much wild claims going back and forth about what a terrible threat Gaza is to Israel. And so the group from the European Parliament was scheduled to arrive in Gaza earlier today. And they went all that way and they were denied access. And the delegate said they wanted to monitor the humanitarian situation caused by a decade of blockade there during a 3-day mission. And so after being barred from entering the enclave, the head of the delegation basically said that Israel's actions in Gaza, as far as they can tell, do constitute war crimes. Okay. Getting back to the idea of deliberate provocation, the United States has put 33 Russian intelligence and military officials on the sanctions blacklist. This actually came out of U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and they're just adding these to the sanctions list. And apparently, Washington is imposing new sanctions on a Chinese military unit over the fact that they purchased Russian jets and missiles, and those Chinese sanctions went into effect immediately. And it's this weaponization of sanctions and the use of them as a club that I think is destroying the image of the United States around the world. You know, how dare you buy weapons from Russia? You buy weapons from us. No, theirs are better and cheaper. That doesn't matter. We will sanction you. It's crazy. The whole world's going crazy right now. All right, let's take a phone call. Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike. Oh, by the way, I was watching something. I was looking at RT before. They're actually, I don't know if you mentioned it, they're actually threatening to sanction China for buying weapons from Russia.
Yeah.
People are crazy. Trump is nuts. But anyway, I just want to ask you something. What is it, do you think, that has this kind of influence Israel has over the United States? I mean, this is really treason when you think about it. You know, obeying basically the orders of a foreign nation and catering to them, and even risking World War III to do it. Why? You know, what do you think it is? You think it's because of money? Do you think because you got a lot of rich Jews like what's his name, Sheldon Adelson? Or do you think maybe it has something to do with religion? You know, both the Jewish and Christian Zionists with their crazy beliefs. I don't know. What do you think is causing this? It's incredible.
It's a combination of all three. along with blackmail and, you know, control of the media. And a lot of concerned people have been talking about the growing influence of Israel over the U.S. government going back decades. But our politicians are willing to sell out. Certainly, this dual citizen issue is a serious problem. And the United States is one of the very few countries that allows dual citizens to operate inside their government.
And that's what I was going to say. Really, dual citizen, if you're a dual citizen, you shouldn't be able to have any kind of a government job. I don't even think dual citizenships should be allowed. You're either an American citizen or get out, period. Or certainly you don't have the rights of an American citizen. Well, why should you have, you know, but to actually employ dual citizens of any type in very key parts of the U.S. government is crazy. I just don't understand it. What is this country doing to itself? And on top of that, we're leading ourselves closer and closer to World War III. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Russia is about to put a no-fly zone on right now in certain parts of Syria. And, you know, what's going to happen then? Personally, I believe they should give the Syrians the S-400. I think next time the Israeli planes come around and try to mess around, shoot them down, period. And it's the same thing with U.S. planes. If U.S. planes want to come and attack Syria for no reason, well, now they're facing the S-400. This is crazy. Something's got to stop this. Maybe if you did have a little bit of a conflict between the U.S. and Russia, maybe, and it didn't, you know, escalate right away, maybe the people in this country would finally start to get smart and say no, 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 no. And maybe even somehow the U.S. military would understand their responsibility to the Constitution of this country and the real defense of this country and say, you know what, we're refusing. We're not shooting at anybody over there. We're not getting involved in this. We're going to disobey our orders. We're mutiny. And that's it. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing they could do about it if the military did it, you know, the proper way. I believe the mid-level officers and the enlisted men are capable of doing it. The generals are mostly hacks, so I wouldn't count too much in the generals. But I think below general, yeah, I think there's a good possibility that could be done. And I pray that, I pray it's going to happen because, you know, like you said, World War III is not a very nice thing. Nuclear war could be pretty bad for your day. Okay? You talk about global warming, we'd really have our global warming if that happened, you know?
Yeah, we definitely would. We definitely would. But it is insane. I agree with you. It's absolutely insane. And, you know, of course, the thinking on both sides is we will win, they will lose, and we'll let, the next generation clean up the radioactive debris. And they're willing to risk all of this because, they've got their bunkers. You know, if this gets out of control, if they lose control of this and it does go nuclear, well, they'll say, oh, gosh darn, we blew that one. And they're off to their various bunkers. The White House staff goes to Mount Weather. Congress goes to the Greenbrier. The Supreme Court judges have their little place that's set up for them. And they'll just go down there and hunker down and just say, well, you know, maybe we could have done something a little bit differently, but too late to worry about that now. Mark, are you there? I guess we lost him.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, we lost you for a second. What's going on?
Okay. Sorry. I'm saying once we know the missiles are ready to start being fired, I think American patriots should consider attacking these bunkers and not letting these people go into the bunkers and have it the patriots. At least the people who would survive then, you have decent patriots that would survive, maybe come out with something other than radioactive wasteland, rather than the people who actually caused this in the first place, going getting into those bunkers and letting the rest of us fry in a radioactive waste. It's a shame because, at least you talk about Russia, at least Russia is supplying shelters for their people. At least they're doing that. They're not doing that for us in the United States.
Nope.
And they're not the ones starting this either. Putin is doing everything he can to stop World War III from occurring. He's bending over backwards. I don't think he's. I think he thinks they're perfectly capable of winning a ground war, but I know he doesn't. He's not crazy enough to think they'd win a nuclear war. Nobody would win a nuclear war, okay? We'd all lose. You know, it's like, I remember this, there's a song, The Eve of Destruction? What good is a world in a grave? That's about what it would come down to. There'd be no winners or losers. But, and I think Putin understands this. He does come from the Cold War. He does remember this. He was in the military, well, at KGB at the time. And I think that he realizes. Trump is an idiot. Trump was never in the military. He doesn't understand really what's going on. He's a businessman most of his life. He doesn't understand the workings of this corrupt government. And he doesn't understand how he's being manipulated by countries like Israel, including right through his rude son-in-law, who never should have been in there in the first place. And, of course, a bum like Bolton. And then Nikki Haley is totally out of her mind, you know? This is what's happening. And Trump is totally incapable of handling it. So I just don't know what to do. I'm what's going to happen? I'm hoping maybe Tulsi Gabbard, maybe. I saw her on Jimmy Dore show on YouTube this weekend. Very good. If she can last till 2020, maybe she's got a chance. Maybe in a third party, maybe her and Rand Paul running together. That would be great.
The Democratic Party machine will never let her get near power. They'll do to her what they did to Bernie Sanders, because she's not part of the inside clique, and she's not pro-war, and that's all we're going to get for candidates for the next several election is pro-war candidates. Right now, half the U.S. economy is tied up in the military-industrial complex. If peace were to break out, the U.S. economy would implode. And so from a purely business point of view, we have to go on building and buying weapons. And in order to justify buying new weapons, we have to use the old weapons up in a war. So let's go have a war.
I don't think the economy would implode. I think if we did what we should do and stop spending over $1 trillion on on a military-industrial complex every year, including the wars, if we spent that instead on a decent healthcare system where everybody was covered, like most countries are, and we did a couple other things, infrastructure, a lot of stuff needs to be doing. Spend the money on that. I don't think it would destroy the economy, not if it was done right. It's just what the, it's just all this military-industrial complex is doing is making certain people rich. It's exposing our troops to very, great dangers. And it's also imposing dangers on the United States as a whole, on the people of this country, who they don't care about. All they care about is their money and their, and catering to a foreign country. And, Israel, unfortunately, has way too much control. So does Saudi Arabia, too, by the way. Saudi Arabia also has too much control over this country. And it keeps on how terrible Iran is. Iran is the perpetrator of terrorism. Iran is trying to stop terrorism. They're trying to help Syria to get rid of the terrorists.
Yes.
Why is Iran a terrorist nation? They're not. They're not all as fanatical as people make them out to be. If they were, you think Iran would be friends with Syria if they saw because Assad is not he's a Muslim, but he's very, very secular. But they get along with him. His wife doesn't even wear one of those, what do you call it again, the kafta, the thing on her head there. She didn't wear that. He looks very Western. I thought she might have been European. But she,
yesterday on the website, I put up that video I mentioned, Don't Tell Mom I'm in Iran, which is a documentary made by an Israeli documentary filmmaker. And it just shows the Iranian people as just ordinary people, just like us. They go to work. They make a living. They take care of their family. They go out and they have fun. And it puts a very human face on the people of Iran, which is, of course, what corporate media is trying to take away. Anyway, listen, Mark, we're coming up on a commercial break. I got to let you go, and we'll be right back after these words from our sponsor. So stay tuned. Thank you.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I was mentioning before, Project Veritas has their third installment of the exposure of the deep state out. And you probably remember the first tape involved this individual who was literally bragging on tape that he was a communist and that he was working to push the communist agenda while on the State Department time. In other words, on the taxpayers' dime, and was laughing and saying, you know, nothing's going to happen. I can't get fired. He's now been fired. Okay, over in Korea, North and South Korea are planning on forming a joint military committee. In other words, they're reunifying the militaries of the two Koreas. And this committee is going to be charged with maintaining communication and prevent any accidental clashes. This is a hugely important step. And to me, it's clear. Korea is going to reunify. They're not going to wait for the United States to declare an end to the war. They've all but ended it themselves. And apparently this third summit went really, really well and was topped off with a visit to Heaven Lake, which is a spiritually important lake in Korea. Moon Jae-in had always wanted to visit the lake and also Mount Paektu, which straddles the border between North Korea and China. And, of course, because of all the tensions, he couldn't get there. It was a lifelong dream, and he got to do it. And there's a photo of him just literally bending down and scooping up some of the lake water in his hands. So that was a good moment here. Story coming on out of the BBC, the U.S. ready to restart negotiations with North Korea. Pardon me. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's ready to restart negotiations with Pyongyang with the aim of denuclearizing North Korea by 2021. And North and South Korea are clearly reunifying. And as that proceeds, Kim Jong-un isn't going to need his weapons. He's already shut down another major missile launch site. Pompeo is struggling to look like he is still relevant to the process because North and South Korea are clearly leaving the United States behind in all of this. As reported yesterday, the U.S. is opposed to North and South Korea ending the war because that was a carrot that the United States wanted to hold out to get North Korea to do what they want. And I think the two Koreas can decide amongst themselves that the war is over because they were the original belligerents. Anyway. More about that Salisbury poisoning. And these last two, one of them is this very well-known lingerie model, Anna Shapiro, and she's Israeli of Russian descent. And they got sick at this restaurant. Everybody screamed, nerve agent. The authorities said, no nerve agent. Then Anna Shapiro came back and said, well, it was rat poison. It was rat poison. Putin wants me dead. Because her father supposedly has ties to the Kremlin, which doesn't really make a lot of sense. It turns out that the lingerie model is married to a guy named Alex King, who once tricked Prince Charles into thinking he was an actor from the popular film The History Boys. So it's all, you know, fun and games. Now, Alex King has been discharged from the Salisbury District Hospital. And he was previously assistant to an aristocratic prankster, self-styled Lord Edward Davenport, who wound up in prison for 8 years involving a £4.5 million fraud. So you become a media star and the things that you have done in your past, they will get dug out. More news along that front. Apparently, the EU is having a summit in Salzburg, and they have decided they are not going to adopt any new anti-Russian sanctions over this Skripal case, which is a very wise thing to do because sanctions against Russia cause economic harm to the EU. And more importantly, anybody taking a close look at this Skripal thing understands it was a propaganda smear job. It was a hoax. From day one. And here is an article. This is out of the Army Times, and it's talking about a new push to recruit and retain the best candidates for the infantry. And we're going to talk about this when we come back from the next commercial break.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we went on the commercial break, I was talking about this story that was posted in the Army Times. It's titled, A New Push to Recruit and Retain the Best Candidates for the Infantry. And basically, they're saying that the U.S. Army has now set up a special task force on how to get better quality recruits. And the reason for that is that simply to keep the numbers up, to keep people coming on in, putting on the uniform, the U.S. Army, and in fact, all of the services, over the last decade have been lowering the requirements. That they lowered the weight requirement. They're allowing people in with past history of criminal activity and drugs. And these are not really people who make good soldiers, but they look good standing there in the uniform. But now that we're on the edge of real warfare, which is going to also include ground warfare, I think somebody at the Pentagon looked at the Army and said, this needs to be brushed up a little bit. Now, the reason the military was lowering the standards is they can't get good people to sign up because everybody knows there are wars out there. And even though only a small percentage of recruits actually find themselves in combat, they're still in combat. And there's a chance that you could lose important bits of your body. And for the rest, they could spend their entire time in service, peeling potatoes or maintaining helicopter transmissions. And there's a lot of recruiting going on TV. Over at taskandpurpose.com, they have an article on how Captain Marvel is the recruiting tool of the Air Force's dreams. And you've probably seen there has been a lot of these comic book movies of late. And more recently, they always seem to tie in with some kind of a military theme. And the image that's being sold is that if you go into the military, you will come out as a superhero. A while back, there was a commercial involving a Marine in dress blues with a Mameluke sword vanquishing a demon. That's the image they're selling. If you're in the military and you're in a uniform, you are a superhero. And everybody's going to look up to you like you're a superhero. And it is, again, more and more propaganda. And speaking of propaganda, this one is just plain silly. There's now this professor, Susan Landau. She's a professor at Tufts University, and she wrote an essay basically saying the Russians are trying to infiltrate the Boy Scouts to indoctrinate them. I don't know. Was it the Russians who said the Boy Scouts have to let girls in now? But I mean, this is right out of Cold War paranoia, where the Russians, back in the 50s and 60s, anything went wrong, oh, it's Russian infiltrators, it's Russian subversion. And our government was being subverted, we were just looking in the wrong direction. We should have been looking at Israel. All right, let's take some phone calls. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I'm the one that sent you in that Army Times article.
And okay, good.
It caught my eye this morning because, you know, I spent a whole lot of time as an infantryman and a ranger and all that stuff. And the U.S. Army has had a problem going back actually to World War II, when there are four mental categories. You take an Armed Forces qualification test when you go in. It's an IQ test. Historically, if you're a low score, you end up in the infantry, and if other than that, you're like a computer programmer, an air traffic controller, a logistician, or something. But the very last of the people go to the infantry historically, and that was true back in World War II when the best people, you know, were in the technical services. The Army Air Corps was part of the Army, and you know they got all the good technicians and all that kind of stuff, and our infantry performance suffered. It suffered in Vietnam, too, where it was clearly the lowest of the low went into the infantry. And we've been trying to clean that up. But if you look at the marketing that's done, like, what a great place. It's for one thing, and as you've pointed out a million times, it's an economic draft because people are going in to get jobs. What do you do as a job in the infantry if you get out of the infantry? So people don't want to do that. They don't want to be in harm's way. And it's a real problem in the United States, short of a draft, to attract people in, to actually go out and hook and jab with bad guys. So.
Yeah, I think so. But the difference between World War II and World War III is that all of the countries are much more reliant on standoff weaponry, and I'm sure the recruiters are going to be using that, saying, you're not actually going to engage with the enemy up close and personal. Excuse me just a second. Pardon me. I seem to have picked up a little bit of a, I picked up a little bit of a cold. They're going to tell these young recruits, you're going to be basically standing off and flying drones and missiles to get the enemy. Of course, what they don't tell you is there are drones and missiles headed right back at you.
And even infantry has gotten pretty technical. I mean, even a squad leader will have a handheld drone. I mean, that capability is down to the squad level, like an E5 sergeant has that now. But yes. The essence of it, Mike, in a war, like in Syria, you know, in the end, you have to be able to close with the enemy. You have to have people who are willing and able to jump over a wall and strangle somebody to death. That's what the Israelis don't have. And that's why they can't handle Hezbollah. you know, and they could never have taken Iwo Jima or anything like that because that requires getting close. And in the end, against that type of enemy, you're going to, in the end, war is pretty base. You know, you can do all you want, all the bombing, but you've got to stick a knife into somebody at some point. So it's, you know, but anyway, we've historically had the lowest of our category people that have been in the infantry, and it's got to change. The Germans, by the way, always had the best, and it showed.
Well, you certainly wanted your unit commanders to have a high IQ because they were going to be more likely to spot trouble coming up from the front as opposed to some dullard who's just sort of daydreaming away.
Well, that's the problem is, Mike, is it not with the officers so much because the gateway to promotion in the U.S. Army and the Marine Corps, you're not going to be chief of staff or commandant of the Marine Corps unless you're an armor or infantry or some combat arms guy, an artilleryman or something. So people get into the infantry because you'll never, the West Pointers, everybody wants to branch infantry, right? And you're not going to get anywhere in the Marine Corps by being a freshwater specialist or something, you know? So the officers are pretty motivated to get into the combat arms. It's the enlisted men who can join under contract and can pick their MOSs. And nobody in their right mind wants to be in the infantry. And I can understand that. I mean, I hate sleeping outside. To this day, I can't stand camping and sleeping in a ditch rolled up in a poncho and having somebody shoot at you. It's ridiculous.
It is.
But, yeah, but that's the problem, Mike. That's the problem. Can I make one more point? You had Mark called in and made some great points, and Layla called in about Britain. The reason why, you know, when we went into Libya, I don't know if you knew this, the French did a lot of the heavy lifting when we went to Libya. Even though the United States flew something like 20,000 sorties, the French did even more. It was because the French APEC basically got them in. Macron and all these guys got them in. Britain, you know what's going on with Corbyn and everything else. They're absolutely run by their Israeli fifth column. Even the Russians have to put up with it. Putin is constrained by his media and his dark government, his dark government, which is heavily Israeli oriented, it's heavily Jewish. And so this is from all over. The French, the British, the Germans, Russia, they're everywhere, Mike. And of course we know whether they're here. Hell, we can't even, you know, we can't even criticize them here. So.
Yep. It's a bad situation, and I think it's going to end very badly for the entire human race. And then everybody's going to look back and say, how could we have been this stupid? Those who are still alive, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else, Peter?
No, that's it. Thanks, Mike. Thanks very much.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Jim in Chicago. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Have you talked about the ecological disaster in North Carolina due to the flooding of hog farms, chicken farms, and coal fuel mines?
We talked about it back when the storm was first approaching the coastline. And it's not just the farms and everything. It's waste dumps, chemical processing plants. So far, we have not heard anything bad coming out of those nuclear reactors. It's a major storm. It is a disaster, a natural disaster. And bad things follow natural disasters.
Yeah, I was reading this morning where they're concerned about, you know, different diseases, including cholera. And I was really shocked to hear that.
Yeah, it's a real possibility. I'm not familiar with how the water systems are being run in the Carolinas. But, yeah, if that contaminated farm water gets into the freshwater source and can't be taken out by processing, yeah, we could be looking at cholera there in the Carolinas.
Right. And a final thing. Did you read where the Germans are pulling Volkswagen out of Iran?
No, the only thing I read is that next year they're going to stop making the updated Beetle.
Yeah, because I read that this morning where the Germans said we're not going to be dealing with Iran anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. So you might want to look into that.
All right, I will, definitely.
Okay, then. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. We're going to let you go. Get on back to the news. Getting on back to war and death, grief, and sorrow. Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson is calling for a 24% increase in squadrons in order to prepare for war against a major power. She made this announcement Monday and basically listed China or Russia as the area of concern. So more money. Just more money. And so under the expansion plan outlined by Wilson, the Air Force needs to grow by 74 additional squadrons by 2030. She said the number was based on internal reports using intelligence estimates of what the service would need as far as manpower to be victorious in the next conflict. So anyway. Another little article here, this one coming out of Military Times. The next war might include mind-controlled drones. And DARPA is out there running tests on drones that are controlled directly by brainwaves in order to make them much more responsive, where you simply think where you want the drone to go, and it will go there. And you think what you want the drone to do, and it will do it. So you take out that little tiny lag of having to move a controller, push a button. And again, it's all very expensive technology, which means the war is going to be expensive. And ultimately, all wars are not just economic in their causes, they're economic in their outcome. Because it doesn't matter how many weapons or personnel you have, the first country to run out of wealth loses. And so having hideously expensive weapon systems is actually a bad strategic decision. Story coming out of FortRus.com. Excuse me a second. Story coming out of Fort Russ. The U.S. is now admitting that they have nothing that can stop Russia's hypersonic maneuverable weaponry. And the American Anti-Missile Defense Agency is saying the current American interceptors are unable to deal with the maneuverable hypersonic missiles of their enemies. So what's the solution? Oh, we got to give them more money. We need to get them new interceptors. Money, 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 money. Eisenhower did warn us, and boy, it's amazing how prophetic he was. So let's talk about our domestic political situation, and let's start with this whole Brett Kavanaugh circus. Story out of the Political Insider, basically saying if Christine Blasey Ford doesn't testify, Brett Kavanaugh will be confirmed. Now, Grassley set a 10 a.m. deadline tomorrow for Ford to acknowledge that she was going to be at the hearing on Monday. Ford, through her lawyer, has responded saying that she's willing to testify sometime next week, but not Monday, and that there have to be all kinds of terms agreed to ahead of time to make sure that the hearing is fair to Christine Ford, that it's not biased against her. So Ford and her lawyer are trying to act like they're in control of the Senate, dictating when the hearing takes place and under what terms it will be held. So I think what Katz is probably trying to do is they're going to come up with terms that will be simply unacceptable to the Senate, and then they can put the blame for Ford not testifying on the Senate hearing, on the Senate committee, rather than on Ford herself. Now, speaking of Deborah Katz, who is Christine Ford's lawyer, it turns out, in addition to being a Washington, D.C. lawyer, she's vice chair of the board of the Project on Government Oversight. and POGO for short. POGO co-signed a letter to Senator Dianne Feinstein and Senator Grassley, along with a variety of leftist groups, demanding the Kavanaugh records. This was part of the obstruction tactic, to demand more and more records. And Kavanaugh turned over more records about himself than any other Supreme Court nominee in U.S. history. So where does the Project on Government Oversight get their money? From, among other sources, George Soros and his Open Society Foundation tentacles. So Christine Ford's lawyer basically is working for this Soros-funded group that opposes Kavanaugh. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking about domestic politics. We're talking about this circus around Brett Kavanaugh. And apparently, this Representative John Garamendi, a Democrat, of course, from California, got on CNN and said that if Kavanaugh were confirmed without hearing from Christine Ford, that the Democrats should just rise up and make certain that their voice is clear and express their anger. Now, of course, Ford is now saying that she's going to testify, not on Monday. And by the way, the Kavanaugh vote has been delayed. It was supposed to take place today. The GOP caved into the Democrats one more time, and it's scheduled for next week. But at this point, it's very obvious the Democratic strategy is to just delay, 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 pay a bunch of protesters, delay some more, try and dig up more allegations against Brett Kavanaugh. They are desperate to not let this man be confirmed. And they're clearly working outside the constitutional process to do so. And again, the Democrats are out there saying that, you know, got to give Christine Ford the benefit of the doubt. No, we don't. Again, our nation is founded on proof of guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, and an allegation is not proof. Now, Grassley has demanded that Dianne Feinstein turn over the unredacted letter from Christine Ford. She's been stalling on that one. What she let on out had been heavily redacted. And Feinstein is already saying, no, we're keeping this letter. You have to make do with the redacted one. Okay. In all of this talk about an FBI investigation into Kavanaugh over this 36-year-old allegation of attempted rape, Juanita Broderick has basically stepped up and said, I never got an FBI investigation when I accused Bill Clinton of actually raping me. She's making a valid point there. All right, let's take a phone call here from Lenny in California. Aloha, Lenny. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'd like to get back to the Russian shoot down. You were talking to someone earlier about it being serious fault. But what I find interesting is that the narrative was already prepared by the Israelis and the Americans as to the fact that they said Syria shot the plane down. But what I find even more interesting, Mike, is that Syria hasn't even offered an apology to the Russians for shooting them down. Don't you find that a little bit strange?
Okay. We need to back up a bit. We need to back up a bit. Actually, the first person to publicly say that Syria had accidentally shot down the Ilyushin was Putin. And then basically the narrative developed from that, where these Israeli warplanes were trying to use the Ilyushin 20 as a radar cover to sneak into Syria for the attack. And that's why, from Russia's point of view, this is all Israel's fault. Now, Israel is saying it's Syria's fault, it's Iran's fault, it's Assad's fault. Blame everybody out there and try and guilt them into going along with the agenda. But again, I think it was a genuine friendly fire accident. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Anyway, listen, we got to take a break for station identification. There should be music playing. And we will be right back. Thank you for the phone call, Lenny.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.